We're on Simen Kuf Chav Ches and Huchas Nesiyas Kapayim. We're up to Sif Chav Dalet, and we'll be doing Sifim Chav Dalet and Chav Hei. So the Mechaber says, Am Shachorei HaKohanim, the people that are standing behind the Kohanim, Einam Bechal Bracha, are not included in the Bracha. Aval Melefneim Uvitzideim, but those who are facing the Kohanim and those who are to the sides of the Kohanim, Afilu Mechitza Shel Barzal Einam Afsekes, even if there's a wall between them, even if it's a metal wall that is not Mafsik, Ulachoreim Nami, and even the ones behind the Kohanim, although we already said that they're not Bechal Bracha, Imhe Manusim, if they really have no choice in the matter, Kagon, Am Shebesados, the people out in the fields that are behind the shul, Shem Trudin B'malachdan, where they're busy doing their work, Venim Yecholim Lavo, and they have no possibility of walking into the shul, so they are Heim Bechal HaBracha, they are considered part of the Bracha. Now, what happens if someone has a seat in the shul that is all the way in the Mizrach, behind the Kohanim, so really he has to come out. The Bir Alacha brings down if the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Bach, that if that is their seat, if they actually bought seats there, then they're considered Anusim. However, the Mishnah Berurah still says that if they can easily come out of their places and walk back so that they will be facing the Kohanim, that's really the right thing to do. What the Bir Alacha does bring down is in the case of people that really are just too lazy to come to shul, they just don't bother. That's not what the Mechaber had in mind with the Am Shebesodos. The Am Shebesodos are really people that don't have a choice in the matter. They can't come. They're preoccupied. They're employed. And that's why they can't come to the shul at the time of the Birkas Kohanim. Now, with regard to people who sit in the Mizrach, so if the Aron Kodesh stands out in a way that they are closer to the Mizrach than the Kohanim are, then they are Am Shachorei HaKohanim. So they will have to move out. What about in a place where the Aron Kodesh is built in to the wall and the Kohanim are standing equal with the wall? So it turns out that the people standing there are really to the sides of the Kohanim. They are at an equal level to the Kohanim, and they're not considered behind the Kohanim. The question is, which way are they supposed to face? They either face the Kohanim, and some hold that they can even face just the back of the shul. As long as they are not facing the Mizrach itself, so you do not have people that are standing, and even with the Kohanim, and the Kohanim are facing the back of the shul, and they are facing the front of the shul. In order to do that, you have to be behind the Kohanim, behind meaning in the Maariv side. If the Kohanim are in the Mizrach and you are in the Maariv, so there you're facing the Kohanim. Whereas if you're equal with the Kohanim, then you either turn around so you're facing the same direction that the Kohanim are facing, or at least turn to the side so you're actually facing the Kohanim. Sif Chaf Hei, Beis HaKnesset Shekula Kohanim. What about a shul where everyone's a Kohanim? Ein Sham Ela Yud. If there's just 10 people, just the minyan, kulam olim leduchan, all of them get up in duchan lemi mevarchim, who are they saying the bracha to? Lachem shebesados. They're saying the bracha to the people that are not in shul. Umi ona achreim amen. It seems here that there's a need to answer amen. The bracha itself has to be said amen too. Hanashim vahataf, the women and the children. Vim yesham yosim yasara, if there's more than 10, so then, Hayisera Measara Yalu Vivarchu, the 10 should become the Tzibur, they should represent Klal Yisrael, and those who exceed the 10, they should get up and say Birkas Kohanim, Vasara Onim Achreim Amen, and those 10 will answer Amen. The Shliach Tzibur, according to this, the Shliach Tzibur should not get up, he should not be one of the Olim. In the case where you have 10, The reason why we say that the other should go up is because this way we're being mekayim et lechatchila, where you have the tzura, the form of Birkas Kohanim, of Mavorchim and Misborchim. Now, as far as the Amen is concerned, it would sound as if Birkas Kohanim, where you didn't answer Amen, is just not Birkas Kohanim. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Amen is not Ma'akev. The fact that you need 10 over here as a tzibur is a special halach only where there are kohanim. So let's say you have a tzibur where you have 8 Yisraelim and 2 kohanim. There's no chash that you don't have a tzibur that they're saying their bracha to. Even in a case where there are 11, one kohen should go up. The Mishnah Berurah says if you have 11 kohanim, One should go up and the other 10 should serve as the tzibur. Now he asks the question, the halacha is that if you do not have two kohanim, then the birkas kohanim is only a derabanan. So wouldn't it be better for two kohanim to get up and bless the nation, even though you only have nine in the tzibur, rather than just one getting up? And he answers that if you don't have real Yisraelim for them to say a bracha to, then it is not a daraisa anyway. The mitzvah daraisa is for the kohanim to bless the Yisraelim. So once we're dealing with the rabbanim, they preferred that it be the tzur of birkas kohanim, of the kohanim and the Yisraelim, and the kohanim who are serving as the Yisraelim should be in the form of a tzibur, which is 10. So if you have more than 10, the 10 will remain, and the ones that exceed the 10, even if it's only one, will go up and duchen.